You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, it's been an interesting, January and beginning of February across the Midwest, especially the upper portions of the Midwest where it was really cold. And now we've got some cold air, we've got some rain. Is it just going to stay interesting the rest of the season? And what implications does that have that come along with it?
Oh, absolutely. Life is interesting no matter how you look at it, right? And weather is a big part of that. It will stay interesting. We're going to have a very active weather pattern. We've got a lot of interesting things going on that's controlling our weather, like a weak El Nino and the solar minimum coming up, a very active 18-year cycle. It's going to be a very good finish to the season. Good is from a meteorological perspective and not from a farmer perspective. From the farming perspective, it's not so great. We're going to see waves of snow occurring across the upper parts of the Midwest. We have quite a bit of snow on the ground already. Another storm coming in tonight. It's probably going to produce a blizzard across parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe northeastern Iowa, picking up on anywhere from 4 to 12 inches of snow across some of that region. Upper Michigan may get more than 15 inches. Further to the south, rain that will change over to snow and some freezing rain sleet in the lower parts of the Midwest for a brief period of time. We're a little concerned about the Ohio River Basin area because that ground is going to be very saturated here fairly soon with this passage of the storm system and frontal system in that area. And we've got another storm early next week and another one in the following week. And so it's going to be very wet across the Midwest. The immediate concern is for flooding in the Ohio River Basin and maybe parts of the Tennessee River Basin and Northern Delta. In the long-term perspective, that heavy snow in the upper Midwest isn't going to go away. And when we get closer to spring, we're probably going to have a lot more snow that's going to be up there, and then we're going to add more rain to it. So spring planting might be a little bit of a challenge this year.
Well, that's an interesting thought, and I know producers won't be happy about that. They were late in that part of the world last year. It was really cold, though, and they had a whole bunch of snowstorms that caused the lateness. This time around, it's likely to hang on a bit longer, I would assume, because it's just going to be awfully, awfully wet.
Yeah, I think that's right, and the jet stream is going to run right across the U.S. from southwest to northeast, at least through the plains into the Great Lakes region in the heart of spring and on into May, and if that's the case, we're going to be adding more insult to the injury up there. So it is going to be wet, and I think we need to get ready for that.
And finally, turn your attention to South America, where I take it the weather is rather status quo, at least for this year.
Yes, it looks like Argentina will continue to have a good mix of rain and sunshine as we move forward through this next 10 days. There should be enough rain to maintain moisture abundance, which they already have, and they'll have some drying over the next couple of days and then drying next week to follow the rain that's coming up late this week into the weekend. So a good mix there. And in Brazil, an improving trend is underway. We're going to see more frequent rains from center-west through center-south parts of Brazil's crop country. But the southwest corner of the country, including Mato Grosso do Sul and neighboring Paraguay, are probably going to continue to struggle for moisture, even though there's some coming up late this weekend into early next week. It'll provide some temporary relief, but otherwise they're still going to have a need for ongoing moisture.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. That is Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.